Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We're all out here for the Austin Riley Charity Golf Tournament. Austin, first and foremost, great to meet you in person for the first time.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us out here at the golf tournament.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's going to be an exciting day. I'm looking forward to it. Nothing like, you know, supporting our veterans and playing some golf. I think those two are a great combo, so should be a fun day.
What made you want to get involved with veterans? I know we talked to you about on the phone with this, but to give your time, I mean, this literally, you guys come from Arizona, you've got an off day today, and you're giving your time to give back to a real great cause.
Yeah, I think growing up, like I said, I've always told everybody I don't have any family in the Army or anything. But, you know, watching, you know, growing up in the outdoors, watching hunting, seeing, you know, my idols from the guys at Realtree, you know, here, their involvement with veterans, I was like, hey, if I ever get the opportunity, that's something that, you know, kind of touched home with me. So, you know, being able to support those guys, what they go through, you know, when they're across seas and then, you know, when they come back home, you know, I think that was something important to me and my family. And Team Red, White, and Blue has been great to work with. Those guys do a great job of you know, promoting that health and wellness and you know, just trying to be, you know, a small part in that, I think, you know, for goes a long way.
That's awesome. It's Joe Hamilton, Georgia Tech Hall of Famer, and awesome
He's
guy.
He's in like eight Hall of Famers.
Brian Finneran and John Michaels here, Austin. And we appreciate you being here. Super excited about getting home, coming home with that series win in Arizona, which I think was huge. We talked about it earlier, like having a little momentum,
right,
especially after a little hiccup in Oakland. Come back at a good team in Arizona and be able to come back and face the Mets on a little bit of, with momentum.
Right, right, no doubt. You know, it's this game's kind of funny. It's like you go to Oakland and, you know, you kind of expect to win the series, and then you don't. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Arizona, you know, the best, you know, record in the National League, and you take the series. It's like, you know, baseball's a funny game. And, you know, just to build that momentum, you know, we felt like we've kind of been in a rut here last couple weeks. But, you know, I think that's a good spark. Rosario was huge for us last night, right there in the ninth. You know, just a good way to spin an off day, and then looking forward to the Mets series.
Austin, what does momentum feel like? Like as a player, I mean, you talk about offensively, defensively, you win in a series, you're on a roll, you might be hitting well individually,
right.
But what, you know, overall, what does momentum feel like?
I think it's, you know, when things are going, you know, not great, balls that you're barreling up, you know, get caught. And guys are, you know, from a pitching standpoint, guys are making, you know, really good pitches, and they just, you know, bleeders find holes. But I think when momentum's going great for you, it's the other way around. You know, everything's falling. You know, everything's, you know, your defensive positioning is perfect. The guys' balls are hitting right at you. Just everything feels like it's just going your way. And I think, you know, yesterday that was, you know, a little bit about that. And I think that's how you try to build that.
When a mishap happens like, you know, Ozuna happens, you know, last night. Is it one of those things that you pat your, you know, your chest to your teammates? Do you expect him to say anything to you, or he just is understood?
So,
that, my bad.
Explain it real quick. So last night, because a lot of people knew it.
My bad.
He hit a bomb. He hit every bit of 410 feet, and he needed to hit it 412. And he watched it from home plate for a long time, and it was a long single as opposed to a stand-up double.
Right.
And ends up getting benched his next set back in pulled,
yeah.
I guess you could say.
You know, right out of the gate when he got the first, you know, you could see it on his face. He knew. And I think that's just one of those things where, you know, in the moment, you know, he thought he, you know, was, you know, helping the team out and, you know, just, you know, for me, I'm like, I always, you know, try to run it out just because you just don't know. And, you know, you don't want to be in that spot. But, you know, I think, you know, you could tell he felt bad. He definitely felt bad, was, you know, quiet after the game. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's water under the bridge now, moving forward. And he's swinging a hot bat right now. So, you definitely, for me, you want him in the lineup. But just something that, I think he definitely understands.
Austin Riley joining us live here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Austin, the story behind Michael Soroka is one that, Finn's been through many injuries when he played in the NFL, multiple knee injuries. I've actually torn both of my Achilles just being a weekend warrior. What was it like to get him back, seeing all the struggles he's went through to finally get back to the big league club?
It was great. I said it a couple years ago when it first happened. I said, if anybody can come back, it's Mike. Just his hard work, his effort, his determination. It was always there. He's always been that guy that's done everything the right way, grinded in the weight room, was always about his health, nutrition. And to see him come back, just be on the mound in the big leagues is huge. There's going to be adjustments that he's going to have to, overcome. And as a player, seeing what he's gone through, I expect it. He's not going to come back and just be, it's going to take some time to get to where he was before the injury. And I think, the players understand that. Hopefully the fans can understand that and give him a little, grace period of, just getting back to his regular self.
We're here in the locker room joined by Austin Riley, the Austin Riley inaugural golf tournament benefiting Team RWB. Sponsored by Realtree, do a great job with that. I know you love hunting. We'll get into that in just a second. You were hunting for some balls to find some places early on in the season. I think you were bailing them up. But third base would snatch it out of the air, whatever was happening. How much does it help having a guy like Chipper Jones in there to kind of walk you through and help you through some of the, ups and downs of a season like in the Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Chipper Jones, a Hall of Famer, and anytime you can spend some time with a guy like him, it's I feel like it's only going to do you good. And just, for me, I always tell guys, having Chipper in our, in our clubhouse, it's the mental side of the game is what I've really leaned on to him for. It's just, how to, like you said, dissect those ebbs and flows of the game and try to figure out a game plan to attack a pitcher when things aren't, going your way. Because very rarely do we have our, what we call our A swing. You're working with your B, C, D swing. It's just, how can you form a plan to then go out there and give your best chance to perform? And having him, in the clubhouse is nice from a mental side.
You like hunting. Fishing guy as well, I would assume?
A little bit.
Okay, so if you're
hunting. Killing stuff, dude.
So if you're hunting, what are we hunting for? If you're Austin Riley in the off season,
I'm hunting deer.
Okay.
Deer and a little bit of ducks.
So are we going to find you at a time like in a tree in a full camouflage outfit? Or is
oh, yeah.
Deer? Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely in a tree stand with my bow and arrow, full camoed up. That's where, for me, baseball, it's like it's so fast. It's, it's every day. So I feel like, getting out in the woods kind of lets me decompress, be on myself, and just, enjoy the outdoors.
Any City Slicker buddies on the team that you've introduced into hunting?
I told Ole Olson, he was getting his first set of camo today with a hoodie. So we're gonna have to get him out in the woods at some point.
Now you can hit a baseball a mile. How far are you hitting a golf ball?
I'm hitting it, I'm not gonna lie, I'm hitting it pretty good.
Yeah. did you get a chance to play in Arizona?
I did. Played Silver Leaf, which is an unbelievable track. Actually got on with the Mizuno out there, got on the track, man. I hit 204 ball speed, which I think DeChambeau's like 206, I think, is top. So it wasn't straight, but it counted. So we're getting after it.
Well, we appreciate you having us out here. Thank you for everything you're doing for RWB, Team RWB, and just being a part of this. We know this isn't going to be the first, or it is the first, but it ain't going to be the last.
No doubt.
We hope to be out here every single year, and we thank you for everything you do in the community, and obviously what the Braves are doing. Braves country loves you guys, and we appreciate that as well.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks.
Awesome.
A whole lot. That's Austin Riley, our guest here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.